Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The head of Haiti's National Police announced Sunday that officers arrested a Florida man accused of masterminding the killing of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. Dan Naraki reports.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and three other Haitians have also been arrested.
Officials in Florida are reporting more manatees have died already this year than in any other year in Florida's recorded history, primarily from starvation due to loss of seagrass beds. 841 manatee deaths were recorded between January 1st and July 2nd because of an outbreak of toxic red tide. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's get an update on the Surfside condo collapse. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month.
We're now on day 18. Search and recovery efforts continued uninterrupted throughout the night and morning as our teams worked tirelessly as ever.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South in Surfside. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thousands of Cubans took to the streets in Havana to lash out at the worsening conditions in the country under the communist regime, the biggest protests in decades. President Miguel Díaz-Canel, who also heads the Communist Party, addressed the country and blamed the United States for stoking the anger. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
CPAC, a conservatives convention, took place over the weekend in Dallas, Texas. President Trump was the keynote speaker and had some harsh criticisms for the current administration.
Who would have thought this could have happened? Even Bernie Sanders is saying, I never thought this could happen. He's mild by comparison. In a matter of mere months, Joe Biden has brought our country to the brink of ruin. Right here in Texas, we are the epicenter of a border and migration crisis unlike anything anyone has ever seen before in the history of our country. At the same time, they have totally obliterated your energy industry. I told you.
Mr. Trump suggests disinformation from mainstream media is one of the biggest threats in America.
The Democrats know their policies on crime are so unpopular, so radical, so crazy. They are now trying to pretend they never led to defund the police movement in the first place. This information. We never said defund the police. You know who did it? The Republicans did it. That's what they do. It's called disinformation. How about Russia? Trump had to do with Russia. He loves Russia. He loves Putin. He loves everybody. Turned out to be the Democrats, right? After 2 years, they figured, gee, and after a while, people actually believe this stuff. But now they're saying defund the police. Well, we didn't say it. It was the Republicans. All disinformation. You have to be wise to it.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's great to have the one and only David Horowitz. Yes, the best-selling author of The Enemy Within. David, how are we doing?
I think, we're doing terribly.
Well,
this is a nightmare for our country. We have, a bunch of racists, traitors, communists running the country and total incompetence.
It's infected the military, David. I mean, look what's happening with our military. That's what's scary. Because you know.
Serious.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. At frontpagemag.com on the disloyal military brass, every head of a service, starting with the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the head of the Army, and the head of the Navy, are all brain dead and politically. They're all sowing racist paranoia in the armed services, which is dividing white troops from black troops.
Exactly.
I don't care if it was Hitler himself, but whether it's Xi Jinping or the Iranian mullahs, they must be jumping for joy at what's going on in our military.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that adds to the idiocy of it is
the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is talking about the racism of our founders, that they considered black people, three-quarters, he said, of a human being. That's a complete left-wing lie. He's referring to the three-fifths compromise in assigning human status to slaves. That the South, they wanted slaves to be counted five-fifths of a human being, a full human being, even though they were slaves. First of all, it has nothing to do with race.
Mm-hmm.
There were 500,000 free blacks in the North. It had to do with their status as slaves. The South wanted all their slaves counted for the purposes of setting congressional districts. In other words, it was for political power.
Exactly.
They wanted their slave population counted as free. So if you were an anti-slavery, anti-racist, you actually wanted them not to be counted at all. But the compromise was three-fifths.
Exactly.
But the left has twisted that. They're pathological liars. Everything they do is a lie. Doesn't begin to be an exaggeration. That's just a stone cold truth. They lie about everything. But this is one of their more egregious lies, that the Constitution is racist because it regards blacks as three-fifths of the human being. You know what the reality is? The word black and the word right, also male or female, do not appear in the Constitution, because the constitutional vision was of a society based on individuals judged on their merits, not their skin color,
right,
or their gender.
Yeah.
We now have an anti-American administration that hates everything about America, that is lying about our founding, and that is disarming us in the face of our enemy.
Well, look what happened, David.
Us out of existence. I mean, he announced today, I guess, he's going to put a tax on gasoline companies. Who do you think is going to pay that tax? It's
going to
be working class people and middle class people who have to drive to work.
Well, middle and lower class people are going to get pulverized over this. David, back on the military, I mean, we have lost some quality flag officers through this push of this extreme push that is bathed in critical race theory. I think it's quite interesting when General Milley was asked about it. It wasn't that he was very adept. I'm not even sure he even read the curricula and understood. It was just something they were adopting. His answer was very weak-kneed.
He's a Princeton graduate. What can you expect? Our schools are rotten. I mean, unfortunately, the country's just beginning to discover that. But they're run right from kindergarten through graduate school.
That's okay. But the question in the Wall Street Journal was, critical race theory inside the U.S. military. Which Americans will raise their hands and pledge an oath to support and defend our Constitution if they're taught it's inherently racist? I mean, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, they're teaching as part of military training for all recruits that America began and still is today a racist nightmare. Who's going to risk their lives to defend a racist nightmare?
Yeah.
Generals should be shot. Man, this is treason. There's no other way to describe it.
It's an invented
version of America.
Mm-hmm.
Why is our people, brown people, flooding across our southern border if we're a racist country? They want to be oppressed. You know, it doesn't make any sense. It has no relation to reality. They're despicable portrait of their own country.
Mm-hmm.
And they all should be removed from their positions. But, of course, it was Barack Obama who started this. He put political appointees that hate America in charge of the intelligence agencies and then in the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they kept them in their mole-like caves through the Trump administration, and they came out in mass once Biden's administration took over. And it's so upside down here, David, that the majority of Americans are wondering who's running the country.
Obama, Soros, Susan Rice, that's who's running the country. But you have Obama, you have a lifelong communist. Never left the communist movement. And in Biden, you have a lifelong racist.
Mm-hmm.
it's just unreal.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's on its head. There's no doubt about it.
My book, The Enemy Within, describes it. And the subtitle, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. People don't talk about it, but the left started the infiltration. You know, when I was a leftist in the 60s, we hated the Democrats because we thought that they were fooling people into thinking they were going to reform the country that we hated. But in 1968, Tom Hayden planned a riot at the Democrat convention to destroy Hubert Humphrey's election chances. He was the nominee of the Democrat Party. He was a 95% ADL liberal, ADA, I guess it was, liberal. But he was an anti-communist. He supported the Vietnam War. That's why they hated him. They wanted the communists to win. And they spent the next 50 years infiltrating the party and systematically getting control of it. And their big success was to elect Obama, who has betrayed our country over and over again, beginning with the Iran nuclear.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from David Horowitz after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking to the New York Times bestselling author, renowned conservative commentator, about his latest book, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. David, America, it needs to be on notice, and your book serves them such notice, and that is that the enemy no longer is existential. It resides within every institution of our government.
Well, I took over the school. I wrote five books about the Marxist takeover of the universities and the secondary schools. You know, they did okay as books, but the Republican Party sat on its hands and did nothing with the power that it had.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to defund these schools if they continue to teach anti-American and racist propaganda. You know, if they were preaching racism against blacks, you know, they would be defunded by Biden, wouldn't they?
Right, exactly. In a heartbeat.
Preaching racism against whites, so that's okay. How sick is that?
Well, it's okay from their estimation, but the mother bears of America are coming out in mass in these school board meetings, and they're taking over their local school boards, and we're realizing what We the People looks like and how quickly change can happen at the local level. That's where the power resides, truly, right?
Yeah. Yes, this is the problem. Conservatives never contested school board elections and things like that. The left, on the other hand, wanted every position of authority it could get its hands on. And Republicans, generally, they're two decent people. They believe in live and let live, which is a very decent way of looking at things, except when you are facing a party that wants to slit your throats.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's not such a good policy.
Exactly.
And we're just beginning with this. Republicans are still calling them liberals. They call Republicans enemies of the state, white supremacists, racist, insurrectionists, traitors. And Republicans call them liberals. Can't win that battle.
No.
People's language has to get much more aggressive and change. And, you know, their anti-Americanism, their hatred for America is so transparent. You know, how do you cancel a pipeline which is going to cost taxpayers $15 billion if the oil company or the pipeline company is successful in its suits?
Yes.
How do you cancel? Your energy is the lifeblood of an industrial economy, but also of its war machine.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fly a plane or drive a tank without oil, fossil fuels.
Right. You cancel our pipeline and you initiate Russia's pipeline. Yeah.
And Russia's pipeline makes Europe a satellite of Russia. You can shut off the oil at any point and bankrupt their economies. And Joe Biden is a traitor. People don't like that kind of language. But, you know, the Democrats have no compunction about using it.
Well, of course, they declared that Donald Trump was a traitor. They spent $70 million of the people's money, and there was nothing there. And, you know, here it is.
They lie every time they open their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
The lies are so transparent and obvious and stupid. They're getting stupider and stupider, like Republicans are behind the defund the police movement.
Yeah, and then they come back. Yeah, they come back and turn that around. They're the ones that are caught on videotape promoting defunding police, and they go, "Oh no, it's the Republic." Really? I mean, and the latest one is voter ID. You know, Congressman Coburn's going, "Oh no, we've always been for voter ID since when?"
Clyburn, yeah.
Yeah, Clyburn, yeah. Yes.
He's a Farrakhan lover.
Yeah.
Clyburn, no. But he's a smart politician. Yeah.
Well,
voter ID.
Yeah.
You see what happened in Pennsylvania? The Pennsylvania legislature created a law that requires the government to provide free voter ID to anybody who asks for it. Free voter ID. The Democrat governor of the state vetoed the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would you veto that bill unless you wanted to steal elections?
Of course.
Which the Democrats are. Professionals that are trying to steal elections.
Well, they're the party of voter fraud, David. That's what they are.
Of course. And when they say that it's voter suppression, think of what they're saying. They're saying black people are too stupid to do what everybody else does, which is get a photo ID if they want to vote. The black people aren't too stupid to get it. That's just a racist attitude by the Democrats. I don't see how any self-respecting human being can still be a Democrat these days.
Yeah. Really, and the thing is that we're starting to see the numbers that are coming out of the 2020 elections. Look at the number of Hispanics that voted for Trump. I mean, they're getting it. It's no wonder that the Democrats are panicking and saying, open up the southern border. We need new voters, right?
Great. We need new voters. We need rapists. We need sex traffickers. We need cartel criminals. We need terrorists. That's what opening the borders means.
Yeah. And where are they going to go? They're going to go into these Hispanic communities.
Why isn't there a single Democrat legislator who will stand up and denounce this? There's not one. You know, when Trump was president, they had cages for these minors that were created by Obama, which they blamed on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump spent 4 years trying to fix and actually succeeding in fixing the border. Now there's 10 or 100 times the number of kids who are being infected with the coronavirus in these unsanitary conditions, who are being raped and abused. And the Kamala Harris's, all these hypocrites on MSNBC and CNN and CBS and ABC who are, you know, wringing their hands, you know, moaning so Trump was some kind of a monster for a problem he didn't create. And this problem is so metastasized and is so humongous, and they couldn't care less.
Oh, yeah.
They can't even be bothered to go to the border,
mm-hmm.
let alone propose something to, you know, do something about it.
Well, and here it is. You got Donald Trump that wants to repurpose some money out of a budget to build the wall, right? And they went nuts. Now you got Joe Biden repurposing money for COVID, $1 billion worth. That's a B, you know, with a B, a billion, and $1 billion that he's redirecting to put up these illegal aliens in hotels and to provide for them, I guess, to get welcome wagon to come in with gifts.
They hate Americans.
Yes.
They're milking Americans to do these stupid things. You know, it is terrible. Same thing with the homeless. They're spending billions on the homeless. Homeless people, their problem is not that they don't have a home. Their problem is that they're mental or drug addicts, and they can't keep a home.
Yeah.
So you build them homes, they're just going to be wasted money.
That's right.
It's terrible.
No, there's no doubt that we're being challenged all the way around, and we need people with some intelligence that are really, truly compassionate towards the people. We don't need congresswomen hanging on fences, you know, fake crying for the kids. And meanwhile, you know, where is she at now? And you, when you got more kids, as you say, that are in these camps that have been constructed by Democrats and Biden,
tens of thousands. Not to mention that this SOB in the White House accused Trump in the final presidential debate during the campaign of killing every coronavirus patient who died from the virus. Of course. Which is an absurdity on its face. Now, thanks to his open border, it depends on whether they let 1 million illegals cross the border, or now they're saying 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100,000 to 200,000 coronavirus carriers.
Exactly.
So talk about super spreading.
We got to leave it there. David Horowitz, best-selling New York Times best-selling author, renowned conservative commentator. His latest book, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. Thank you, David. Take care.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. hands today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The head of Haiti's National Police announced Sunday that officers arrested a Florida man accused of masterminding the killing of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. Dan Naraki reports.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested.
Officials in Florida are reporting more manatees have died already this year than in any other year in Florida's recorded history, primarily from starvation due to loss of seagrass beds. 841 manatee deaths were recorded between January 1st and July 2nd because of an outbreak of toxic red tide. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And well, I'll tell you, we've got a real special story to share with you. And it's wrapped in the package of Jonathan Evans. Jonathan, you hear the name Evans and you say, okay, is this Dr. Tony Evans' son? Yes, it is Dr. Tony Evans' son. But so much more. His brand new book, Your Time Is Now, Get What God Has Given You. We talked about it earlier to kind of give you a preview of what we're going to discuss. And Jonathan is on the phone with us now. Jonathan, God bless you. Good to have you with us. How are you?
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Jonathan, your story it just rhymes so much with what God has been showing me in the past year. When you say your time is now, I remember in reading the Gospels, there is a story of Jesus looking over Jerusalem and he wept. He wept because the Jewish people missed their appointed time. And this has been a recurring theme on the show, is that we have to be on the lookout for appointed time. There are times, there are seasons, some more significant than others, according to the book of Ecclesiastes. But when there is that appointed time, now takes on a different meaning, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It totally does. And one of the things that was important for me to realize and for me to understand is that because we serve a God who uses everything and wastes nothing, that means that all of our time is now. That means that we can't discount the journey for the goal. And a lot of people tend to do that. They're waiting on God to get them to a pinnacle point, not realizing that he uses the pain and the suffering and the trials and the tribulations as a part of the ingredients to make sure that we have a purpose that has a good taste.
Exactly.
And I think that it's important for us to realize that, because a lot of Christians are giving up. A lot of Christians are throwing in the towel, whether it's family, whether it's marriage, whether it's just simply purpose, or wondering and doubting whether God wants to use them at all, not realizing that God is using all of their life, their experiences, abilities, and passions to put together something that he can work through and to for his purposes.
Well, and as you say, for you, I mean, here you are. I mean, you're the one that your dad bragged about, and anything that came up athletic, he would mention in his sermons, because it was a natural thing, because you were a, you were a part of his sermons from week to week at time, whenever it had anything to do with athletics, and you were athletically gifted. Like you, I had aspirations, to dribble the basketball. At 5'7", my aspirations ran out pretty quick, but you had a little bit more height, and then you go from that to realizing that, football, there's something about football for you, and you enjoyed, especially after your freshman year, a very successful, experience with football. You go on to college, and then you go on to get signed, and then everything that you thought was before you, the plans that you had for yourself, they took a detour. And God says, oh, no, Jonathan, the plans I got for you, I want you to know, good, not bad, good plans for you, to give you a future and hope. But that's quite shocking when you get to that point to think, okay, I'm on this trajectory to experience life in a certain way, and then God.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what happened. I'm on a trajectory of, I told my dad I wanted to play in the NFL, and I was excited about having the opportunity to do that. I got signed by the Cowboys, and I thought, oh, here we are. I've been praying about it. I've been talking to God about it. I've been I'm thankful that I had the opportunity. And here I am getting cut from the Cowboys, getting sent overseas, having a tough experience there, having a high ankle sprain, getting carted off the field, getting traded, getting hurt again. And I spent 5 years in the NFL on 5 or 6 teams, never finding a place to sit down, never finding a place to call home. And it was tough. And I was talking to God and just like, what is going on here? I mean, it seemed like this is the trajectory you had me on to do this as a career, but also to serve your purposes in it. And so I didn't understand why things were so rocky and rough. My wife was telling me, maybe it's time to be done, and we have one child, and we can't find a place to settle. I mean, I was all over the place.
Yeah.
And so I kind of asked that question, what is going on? Many people ask that, what in the world is going on? Mm-hmm. And I remember my wife telling me, hey, I think God is calling you, to ministry. God is calling you for his purposes. And I remember thinking, well, he's going to do it when I'm playing in the NFL. I'm not
right.
Losing this opportunity. But as I was working out to try to go back, I ended up tearing my Achilles tendon. And that's what ended my career. I tore my Achilles. And at that moment that I hit the ground, I heard God say clearly, I'm not going to continue to allow you to walk in a direction I'm not calling you. And it was like Jacob, it changed how I walk. I was wrestling with God all these years, and he touched me, and it changed how I walk. So I literally limped into seminary. I went into seminary with a limp. My whole walk changed. But I was going in the right direction.
Exactly.
And while I was in seminary, when I finally became obedient to the call to ministry, I got a call to come back to the Dallas Cowboys as the chaplain. And so here I am about to go into my 10th year as the chaplain for the Dallas Cowboys. And now I realize, looking back, that God was saying, oh, I wanted you in the NFL, but I wanted you there my way, not your way.
Exactly.
And so that's how he worked it out. He works all things out for good. And so you just got to keep going, and when we're obedient, God, it opens the door for God to show us exactly how he wants to use us.
And I want people to gather, to really capture this. I mean, here's Jonathan. He grew up in Texas. He's a Texas boy, and here it is. He signs with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you talk about the trajectory of trajectories. Anybody who's been an athlete and looking at a professional career, to play in your you know, play for your hometown, your home team like that. I mean, you got to say, hey, God's all over this, right? And you're thinking, hey, this is smooth sailing from here. And then you get to that but God transformational phrase. I've told people before, Jonathan, you know, they I'll tell them, I say, I'm a but God Christian. They go, but what do you mean but God Christian? I say, oh, you know, you read in the Bible all the time when things look bad and everything. And then you get that transitional phrase, but God. And what follows after but God is something so much greater, whether it's conquering a foe, whether it's an alteration in destination or direction that takes place, always better and greater than we could imagine, isn't it?
Yes, always. And the thing that I learned, too, is that, you know, what I went through was not a waste of time. It's not like I suddenly got to this place where I was like, okay, great, I finally landed. Mm-hmm. But what I had in the past, all of the ups and downs of the NFL as a player, had no purpose to my purpose. But actually, you know, Hebrews 4 says we serve a great high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. And the reason why is because he lived it. And so there's no player that I minister to now that can tell me something that I haven't lived myself.
Exactly.
Whether it's being hurt, whether it's being carted off the field, whether it's being cut, traded, unwanted, rejected, all of those things I've experienced. So I'm able to minister not from book knowledge, but experiential knowledge. And that's what God wants from his people. God wants his people. He allows you to have these experiences. He allows you to have these ups and downs. He allows you to go through these tough times so that he can build you up for your ministry. My mom told me this way. She said, Jonathan, you got to remember that your greatest ministry will come out of your greatest misery.
And so we
have to remember that, so that we remember all of our time is now and never give up, so that we don't ever discount the journey for the goal.
Well, the word says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. For me, when I read that, mighty exploits is incidental. The knowing God personally and through experience, as you've gotten to know God, is much more powerful. And, you know, like I said, the exploits come, they're incidental, but it's in knowing God that's so much more significant. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, knowing God and really operating and having his presence. I think that a lot of time we want the blessing, but we don't want the blesser. We want the stuff, but we don't want the kingdom. It says, seek ye first his kingdom, and then these things will be added unto you. And so,
we got to go to break. We got more from
John.
Don't
want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Quit looking for revival. Go ahead and be that revival of one. That's where it starts, one at a time, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, in a culture that is filled with fear. His brand new book, Your Time Is Now, Get What God Has Given You, from Jonathan Evans, is very appropriate and timely. And you've got to know that God's hand, it was upon the writing of this book, and the timing of its release. This is a today message, I want you to know. Jonathan is an author, speaker, chaplain, former NFL fullback. He seeks to impact today's young adults by equipping and encouraging them in their faith. He serves with his pastor, friend, and father, Dr. Tony Evans, in both the local church and the national ministry. And he's with us right now to talk about his new book. But Jonathan, before we get back into the book, we know that your mom passed a couple of years ago, and in the book you cite the story of your dad being at NRB, which we were just at, a month ago in Dallas, Texas, and the one particular NRB was a time that he was going to be acknowledged and was going to be entered into the NRB Hall of Fame, quite an honor. But his heart was heavy because he knew that he had to let you know, let all the kids know, that your mom had stage 4 cancer. And eventually your mom passed, and you gave a very heartfelt and honest testimony about wrestling with God over your mom's death. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. We had done all that we could. Once we found out the news, I mean, we obviously supported my mom. We prayed, though. I mean, like warriors, we fought hard, in the spirit. And just not only us, but all of our church, the Dallas, Texas, the nation, I mean, people around the world through our national ministry. I mean, you talk about where two or three gather. I mean, we had everybody fighting so hard, and we received so many signs that seemed to suggest that that those prayers were going to be answered the way that we were praying them. And so, I mean, we had people walking around our house like Jericho seven times praying. I mean, we went 100% to do what we could to meet, you know, what my dad often calls God's conditional will. He says that God has an unconditional will and a conditional will. Some things he's going to do because he's going to do them, and some things he's looking at us to determine how he's going to do what he does. And so we said, well, if there are conditions, we're going to meet them all. And right. So we did that. And to get the result that we got, I mean, I was frustrated, sad, mad, every emotion that you could feel. And I came to God with an unveiled face. I was just letting him know that I was disappointed that this was the outcome. I mean, how could we do all this and it be on this big of a stage and him not use it as an opportunity for his glory and for our good? And I just felt like, you know, I just felt like I failed. I felt like God failed me. I mean, I really just felt those honest feelings. Mm-hmm. But then in that time with him, He turned the table on me to help me realize, you know, Jonathan, the way that you're coming at me right now shows me that you don't really understand my victory. He said, if you understood my victory in Jesus Christ, which I've already done well beforehand for you, your mom, and all the prayers that you're praying, you would understand that even though I didn't answer your prayer your way, I answered your prayer with a yes anyway, because what you prayed was for your mom to be healed, and she is. What you prayed for is your mom to be with family, and she is. What you prayed for is your mom to be well taken care of, and she is. He said, matter of fact, the answer that I gave you my way was much better than the answer that you wanted your way. That's because of my victory in Jesus Christ. And if you felt like it was hard to see your mom suffer, what do you think it was like for me to see my son suffer for your mom? And so when I understood his victory, I understood that the answer to my prayer was always going to be yes and yes. And so I think people need to understand that a lot of times, like a child with their parents, they don't get what they want, but they don't realize that they're getting what they want. Whether it's down the line or whether it's at that moment, the parent just understands much greater than what the child understands. And at that moment, I realized, oh, I'm a child who didn't quite understand the father's answer. And the reason why he gave it the way he did is that, you know, my mom is in a place where she no longer has to worry, no longer has to suffer, no longer has to be and go through any of those challenges. And so my prayer was answered at a greater level than what I even asked.
Jonathan, this crisis of belief that you went through, understanding, you know, what you experienced as much as we can, was getting to the other side, as you just expressed right now, was this an immediate transformation, a light switch moment between you and God, or did you have to walk through this a little bit?
Yeah, I had to walk through it a little bit because it took some time for me to, it took some time in God's presence for me to, and in his word, for me to realize what I was just speaking about. I mean, because you have to wade through all of your emotions. And, you know, your emotions sometimes are a barrier to what God is saying to you and what God wants to say to you. But you have to wade through. I was frustrated. I had all of these emotions that I was going through, but I still didn't leave God to find my answer. I still stayed with the Lord. And even though, you know, God doesn't mind the question why, he may not always answer the way you want it, but he doesn't mind the question why. He doesn't mind you having serious conversation with him about your doubt or about your anger or about your frustration. He doesn't mind it. Matter of fact, he welcomes it. And but if you come to him, expect an answer to it. And I think that that's what happened, as I just spent time, you know, in his presence. And by doing so, you know, he gave me a word about victory. And he let me know in Romans 8, 29, you know, where his word just says that not only does he work all things for good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes, but those that he foreknew, he already predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. And those that he predestined, he called. Those that he called, he justified. Those that he justified, he glorified. So what then can you say? If God is for you, then who can be against you? And when I read that and remembered that and dwelt on that, I realized, oh, it's already done beforehand. So my prayer was already answered before I even prayed.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, we serve a God that knows the end from the beginning and tells us in advance, gives us an idea. And these are all personal things. And some people ask Jonathan, say, how come I don't know that? What do you tell them?
Well, I think that it's, you know, God speaks from his word. And I think that we have to have a dedicated time where we spend with him, especially in the hard times, because a lot of people run from God in the hard times. But that's the last thing that you want to do, because if you don't have God and you're simply left with yourself through a hard time, then you really are going to be in a place where there, where all your get up is going to get, have gotten up and gone. And I just think that people just have to stick with God, because the rest is found in him. The Bible says, come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Okay. Learn from me, the Bible says. And so I think that we carry yokes that are way too heavy because we don't take his yoke upon us and allow him to be the bigger ox that carries the load when we have a burden. And so I think that it's important for people to stay with God, learn from God, so that we can really experience his rest in the middle of our frustration and pain.
I'll tell you, that is so powerful, Jonathan. I'm praying that people are capturing your words here, that it is really enjoined in their hearts, that it is that that word that has gone out and found its mate in the hearts of our listeners. Because what you're talking about is that now time, that appointed time. When you come to that crossroads where you make a choice, okay, because you can get so frustrated and hurt and say, God, where were you? I want nothing to do with you. I think you're a false God. I'm out of here. Okay, certainly that we have that free option, and many people have chosen that option. And by the grace of God, and I'm sure a lot of prayers that surrounded you and your family, that now moment was, no, I'm going to hold on to Jesus' garment all the way through, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you'd be surprised to know that my mom, the day that we found out the news, when my dad said, this is what's going on, terminal illness, there's nothing we can do about it. That moment, I mean, my mom is like, she gave us 5 minutes to weep. And then she called us and said, are y'all done now? And we were just like, what do you mean, are we done? Are y'all done crying about this? And we said, I guess so, if you want us to be done. I mean, it was kind of a shocking moment.
Right.
And she said, well, sit down. And she sat down and she said, this is spiritual warfare. We've been attacked on our family from all sides. And one thing we're not going to do is tuck tail and run. One thing we're going to do is we're going to continue to serve the purposes of God. There is no player that's bigger than God's plan. And God's plan must continue. God's plan must go forward. I know you're going to support me and love me, but you are going to serve God's purposes. That's exactly what you're going to do. And you're not going to tuck your tail, lose your faith, have doubt, and take off running in the opposite direction. And so she was the one who actually was the catalyst for our strength in the moment where she was physically the weakest. And so it has to say, you know, sometimes people are dealing with physical weakness, but they have spiritual strength. And my mom was that at that moment. And I remember asking her, I said, how can you be talking about ministry at a time like this? And she looked at me and glanced at me and said, because that's why you exist. So you don't want to lose sight of that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Jonathan, what a blessing. I mean, that your family continues to be, you know, to all of us, the example, how God has used your family, your personal story here in this book. Your time is now. Get what God has given you. And boy, I'll tell you, that is a lot to unpack, and you can read it, all about it, in his brand new book. It'll be linked on our website. Jonathan, how can people be in touch with you?
Yes, listen, Jonathan Blake Evans is my full name, and that is my website, jonathanblakeevans.com. That's my handles for social media. And again, your time is now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final